Blog Talk Radio.
Coming at you live, it is Buzzworthy Radio, where you can get the latest buzz on all your favorite shows and stars. Buzzworthy starts now.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to a new episode of Buzzworthy Radio here on blogtalkradio.com and on buzzworthyradio.net. I'm your host, Nabil Daly. It is Wednesday, October 12th, 2011. It is 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on your internet streaming computers. We are right now going to be joined in just a few minutes by Gregory J. Martin from the Bay. I can't wait to talk to him again. He's always a great guest when he's always here. So hopefully you guys will get the chance to join in for this conversation as well. You've called in into the show. It is 646-595-4228. And I just opened the chat room. So if you wanted to go in there and also chat on, we definitely will be able to get your questions in there as well. So make sure you guys check that out as well. I did want to give you guys a little bit of a heads up because tomorrow we are going to be having on Crystal Chappelle and Jessica Lucia on the show. And initially, it was scheduled that we were going to have them on at 12 p.m. Eastern. But we now will be having them on 2 hours later on. So make sure you guys tune into the show. We actually will be having them on at 2 p.m. instead. So it'll be 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific time tomorrow. So it's still going on tomorrow. Just note the time difference, okay? So I wanted to make sure you guys get a heads up on that. Let me take this caller here. Not sure which line he'll be calling in on, so I'm definitely going to try. Let's take this line here. 602, how are you? Hi, 602, area code, you're on the air. Can't hear you. All right, let's try it again. 602?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. How are you?
Okay, great. Hi, this is Mary calling from Phoenix, Arizona area.
How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I just want you to know and everyone that's listening to know that I am the utmost supporter of Gregory in the Bay, and he is a wonderful young man.
Oh, absolutely. I loved everything that he's done. You know, it's an interesting story how I came across his path, actually. And he's actually calling in right now, so he's probably going to right now listen to how I came across his path before I pick him up. And, you know, I've never worked with him before, but we did a radio show together called Scripts and Scruples. And I never had a scene with him, and I always kept telling Roger Newcomb that I've always wanted to have a scene with this guy. He always seemed to improvise everything that he has done on that show, and I was so enamored, and it was just like his acting techniques on that radio show, or radio soap, yeah, as we can call it, was very intriguing, and it definitely piqued my interest in him as not just an actor, but as a writer. And you know, that's how I pretty much came into knowing exactly who Gregory J. Martin was. And
you know, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I actually was finished.
Okay. I just, you know, he cares about the people that love the Bay. He wants us to be happy. And I would do anything in the world that's legal to help him promote the Bay. It's a wonderful web series. He knows that I have never been a soap opera fan before. I've worked all my life. I'm now retired. And he's opened me up to a whole new genre of entertainment. And I love him. And I love everybody on the show. They're just down-to-earth people.
That's wonderful. Now, I'm going to put you on hold. That's a great introduction that I'm about to pick him up on. So I'm going to put you on hold, and it will bring you on in just a few moments' time, okay?
Okay. Sounds great. Okay. Thank you.
Great. Thanks. Yeah, I cannot pretty much come up with a better introduction than what just happened here that Mary just gave. So I think I'm just going to bring Gregory on right now. So there you go.
Hi. Hey, Nabil. How are you? Is that Mary Hargard?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Mary, and thank you, Nabil. How's my connection? I hope it's not bad.
No, you're actually pretty good right now. You're doing great. If it's pretty bad, I'll let you know, but you're great.
Okay. Please do. I'm actually in front of a bay right now. We had a meeting with a potential sponsor. excuse me. I'm still getting over a flu, so I might not sound like myself, but here I am. Thanks for having me on the show.
I am glad that you stopped by here, of course. You know, we always love having you here. This is like, what, your third appearance here on the show. So, you know,
that door is always
open to have you here. You know, season two is coming up.
It is.
I'm excited.
October 27th it premieres. We premiere on October 27th. excuse me. Oh, my God, I feel horrible that I'm sick.
You feel horrible that you're horrible.
But, it's October 27th. We premiere at 12:15 p.m. Pacific time, 3:15 p.m. Eastern time. Mm-hmm. And I'm very excited.
Excuse me. Yeah, of course. What can we see in the new season? Like, what can you give us a little bit about in the new season?
The season is going to be more focused on the Garrett family. Sarah Garrett, played by Mary Beth Evans. Brian Garrett Nelson, played by Dylan Bruce. Peter Garrett, played by Christos Andrews. And Marley Garrett Nelson Foster, played by Martha Madison. And then the twists and turns that they're dealing with in their lives.
Oh, interesting. We did talk to Mary Beth Evans previously, and you know we got a little bit of a taste of what's coming up in the new season, as well as a lot of changes that came from the first season, whereas not just storyline.
Production values and everything. Yeah. It's so much. I mean, it's literally like night and day. The way we started last season. I was with a production company for years, and then I was under contract with them, and I just left that production company, and I couldn't work with the people that I was used to working with for contractual reasons, and so I had a whole new team of people that I began working with. And whenever you start working with a new set of people, sometimes you just don't, you know, it takes a little time before you can kind of, you know, mesh into comfortability with your new crew. And so I think that was the major issue with the first part of season one. Mm-hmm. And then once we, you know, kind of cleaned things up and changed things around, you know, moved things around a little bit and found out what was the things that we were doing right and the things that we were doing wrong, we were able to get our act together. Probably about mid-season we started to, and then I think I'm really, really confident as to where we are right now and what we're about to present. I was really happy with our summer special, Far From the Bay. I think the production values were really high. The cast was awesome. My cast is always awesome. And, I handpicked the cast. And I've said this before in other interviews, but usually, you know, if I create a character, I'll think of an actor and say, okay, I think this person would be perfect for the part. And about 90% of the time, I'll contact them, and they'll say, I'd love to be a part of it. And so most of the people you see on the show are my first choice. And I think that makes a big difference, because I'm familiar with their work, and they just kind of, you know, mold right into the part. So
I really did enjoy Far From the Bay, and I really enjoyed the new installments of Confessions, especially Matthew Ashford's performance in Confessions of Bay City. I never seen him in such... It filled up my spine when I watched him do that.
Good.
It really did.
The idea.
That was the idea. Yeah. There you go. Then it worked.
And Matthew is such a wonderful actor, and he's a great guy. You know, I met him last season, obviously. We were shooting Confessions, the first part, Confessions of the Garretts, and he came to set. Mary Beth Evans, we were shooting at Mary Beth Evans' house. Mary Beth Evans is also a producer on board, and we just kind of really hit it off, and you know, we brought him on as a producer, and he became our Steve Jensen. And he's just a real, he's a really, really cool guy. And he's a wonderful actor, and he just knows how to transform himself. There was a tweet he recently tweeted. Steve Jensen, Jack Devereaux's evil twin? ? You know, because they're just so opposite. You know, but you know, he's a wonderful. He can play anything. So I'm so fortunate to have him on the show.
You got some new faces coming in too. I see that Paul Shatterfield's going to be on the show. So that's going to be interesting.
Paul was a really a big, you know, a pleasant surprise when for season one we had Joe Lando. We introduced Joe Lando in two scenes. It was just two scenes. It was one scene where he was on the phone with Marley was called her father from Europe, and we showed, you know, hit the back of Joe Lando, and then at the very end of the season when Sarah, you know, leaves Peter's room hysterical, there Lee is in the form of Joe Lando, and they embrace and they give, you know, a kiss, and then I think Joe had been working on some other projects, and we just couldn't, you know, we did everything we could to try and keep him on board, and he had a heavy plate or whatever the situation was where he couldn't stick around, and so we were kind of scrambling at the last minute to try and find the perfect actor to play the part. And Paul Satterfield came to mind because I met Paul at the screening of one of my films, and I remembered, you know we had a good conversation and we kind of became friendly, and so I put a call into him, and then 3 days later he flew out from wherever he was. I forget where he was flying out from. I think somewhere on the East Coast, and he flew out and he shot his scenes, and we have to actually shoot some more scenes, but he turned out to be perfect. And you just, you know, whenever you're teaming up two actors and there's no screen test, you wonder, okay, but what kind of chemistry are they going to have?
Right,
it's
exactly.
It just worked. I mean, everything about Mary Beth and Paul's chemistry was just, you know, it was like flawless. He was like the perfect Lee, and I'm so happy to have him on board. And he's got the credits to back him up, so I was not concerned about whether he could pull off the part. My main concern was what kind of chemistry was he going to have with Mary Beth, and because Lee and Sarah are such an important part of the history of the Bay and mm-hmm. and what's to come, you know. So I just needed the right actor, somebody who had that, you know, distinguished gentleman quality, and he sure does.
Before I get into any more, I have to break and say in the chat room there's a chat room person in there, BDog60. Don't know your real name. I'm so sorry, but they just flat out said somebody get the poor man a Halls Breezer cough drop, and if I could, I'd give it to him. Considering.
Thank you. Well, thank you. No, I'm good. Like Mary said, I heard the tail end of what she was saying, and I couldn't miss this because I know that there's a lot of fans out there who wanted to hear this, and I didn't, and I wanted to make sure I was here for it. So I'll be fine. I'm just a little sick. Nothing.
Nothing life threatening, right?
Yeah. Yes. Thank you, though. Thank you for that.
Yeah, Brittany, thank you, Silas. I love you, Silas. You are awesome. Check out his show. If you haven't, Deliver Nation, he's on Twitter. I listened to his show last night, so check him out. He's an amazing guy, and I appreciate everything that he's done for me. So thank you so much, Silas. And one of the things I have to bring up is, you know, I kind of see your show, not just your show, but also like with Venice and everything like that, is one of the major leaders in online soap drama, and with everything that's going on with Prospect Park and what's happening with them taking on All My Children and One Life to Live, and you know, it just seems like this is what's happening, and you know, you've got to pretty much put that pedal to the metal first. I hate using that cliche.
Oh,
it's really true, but
thank you. I've gotten that a lot where they call me, you know, I've gotten the compliments and saying, hey, congratulations, you're the pioneers to something new. It's particularly because of the One Life to Live, All My Children change. But, and I appreciate that. I don't think I'm really much of a pioneer, because there were shows like Gotham and Steamboat and, you know, other shows that came out before mine. I think they're the ones who inspired me to do this. So I'm flattered by it, and I hope I'm doing it right.
I think so, and of course this is probably bias swooping in, but again, you know, we know each other for a long time, and I knew that you had you pretty much grew up watching this stuff, so you had the history
of
the soap knowledge that was going on. I mean, you were the Santa Barbara guy. You were the Santa Barbara guy.
Yeah, I am the Santa Barbara guy. I'm still the Santa Barbara guy. And we just brought on Jed Allen for the new season, and he's now playing Lane Davies' father again, which is going to be a lot of fun. They're both awesome. I mean, I love working with them, and it's cool when you get to, because I was a fan of the show, and you get to work with guys like that you remember as Mason or Cece or Lionel, and then you become friendly with them, and they take they take on roles that you create. It's always a lot of fun, So I'm excited. I'm excited for what we're what's about to come for our season. So I hope the fans are too.
Oh, absolutely. And how was that like? I never really got to ask you about that, but when you have the crossovers done with Far From the Bay and Steamboat with Michael O'Leary did his guest appearance like that. Like, how did that initially come about? Like, how did that?
Well, I kind of wanted to, and I definitely can say I'm a pioneer for that, because I think I was the first one to create this spinoff thing. When I was a soap fan, when I watched shows, when there were shows to watch, now there's no shows to watch, but when there were shows to watch, the crossovers were always so much fun. Marco Dane, Sky Chandler, and Sheila, they were always so much fun to see characters from one show kind of appear on another show. It's always very exciting, and so I always liked the whole spinoff thing. And so I just said, well, why don't I contact these producers from these other shows and see if we can do kind of a cross promotion? I promote their show, they promote mine, and we just introduce one of their characters. And so I just, set out and started contacting, the shows, and I knew we were going to be in New York because I was working in another film, and there's a lot of shows that are being shot in New York. And so I just reached out to a few of them and contacted the creators and say, okay, let's collaborate and figure out what we can, if we can create a cool, funny scene. Mm-hmm. And Michael O'Leary, not necessarily funny, but funny in Michael O'Leary's case, it became, that we worked together and we wrote something and it just worked,
It just worked.
Yeah. And Michael O'Leary is a really, really nice guy. And I think his show, I don't know if they're going into another season, but if they're not, they sure should, because Steamboat is a hoot. I mean, if you haven't seen it, you should watch it. And now we actually did something with another comedy drama series, or comedy show, Pretty, where Mary Beth Evans is going to appear,
right.
I think November 4th or something. Sarah is going to be appearing on the show.
Oh, great.
So
I knew that
fun.
Was coming, but I didn't know the date of it, so I'll definitely have to look out for that. Now,
yeah, I'm not sure the date either, but I know it's, I think it's the first week of November or the first days of November. So.
I got the favorite part of the show where callers call in,
Cool.
That time of the day. So
awesome.
So let's see. 413 area code, Massachusetts area, you're on the line.
Of course it's 413 Massachusetts area code.
Of course it is.
Oh. Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you, Gregory?
Yes.
We've tweeted each other a couple of times, but this is Silas Kane. Last time I saw you, we were sitting at a bar in Blondie's talking about Another World when we did the Another World reunion.
Wow, that's so awesome.
I don't know if you remember that one in 2001 when we did the reunion.
I do.
I'll tell you, you were hot for soaps back then, and you... You always had your heart in the genre, and it's been fun to watch you over the years, and that's why I'm calling, because You're one of the genuine ones. Well, a lot of people don't realize how far back you go in the genre. And you're one of the beacons of hope in it, and I'm glad to see that.
Thank you so much. That means a lot to me. Yeah, I, you know, Another World, I was fortunate enough to work as a production assistant on a few episodes of the show. But it was, I mean, Santa Barbara, between the Santa Barbara and Another World, those were my two hearts, you know, and yeah, that was a sad show to see go. Yeah, and that, I think that that's that same element of family dynamics that Another World brought to us back then is what,
yeah,
you know, what inspires me with the Garretts and what I'm trying to do here with the Bay, you know, or I hope I'm doing with the Bay. So.
No, I think you're doing a damn good job, and I give you a lot of props. And my question to you is, how can you get the rest of your contemporaries on board with realizing that folks are not dead; they're just in transition?
Yeah, I think that everyone pretty much knows it now. I think people get so used to saying one thing that they just kind of stick with it. But it's pretty evident, it's pretty obvious that, I mean, especially with all this buzz with Prospect Park and everything that's happening with All My Children and One Life to Live, and soaps haven't been hot like this in a long time. And I think that everyone knows that soaps aren't going anywhere. It's just the transition is the whole thing, because, you know, like radio to television, television to internet, you know, internet is definitely the television of the future. It doesn't faze me at all. You know, whenever I hear the nonsense when people talk about, oh, soaps are dead or this isn't, I'm like, yeah, sure. You watch soaps every day. Everything you tune into on television is a soap opera, so soaps aren't going anywhere. They just found cheaper ways. Yeah, I think they just found cheaper ways to produce things, you know, with these reality shows. But they all, you know, they all have that soap element to it because that's what people want. So, yeah, I'm not worried at all.
I'm not either. I think the bottom has dropped out, and we only have one way to go, and that's up. And that's what I see for the day. And, you know, but I just want to say thank you, because you were way back then. I remember you as a young man who really believed in the genre, and you never changed. You know, 12 years later, here you are. You know, 12 years later, here you are. You still haven't changed. You're still behind the genre, and we need more people like you to be as positive out there promoting for it. And one last thing, what do you think of this Procter & Gamble deal, releasing the old Procter & Gamble film?
Yeah.
Don't you think that's a big move forward?
Oh, that's another thing. I mean, when I read that, I was just kind of like, wow, this is so good. I wish that they... I actually met with Procter & Gamble when the show canceled, and I presented them with an Another World reunion script.
Yep.
And they loved it. They loved it. And they said, you know, if we had the capabilities of, you know, producing a reunion episode, this would be the perfect episode. But they couldn't, you know, most of the stars were contracted with other shows by that point. And it just wasn't possible. But I think, you know, I'm excited. You know, it's cool. I'd still love to see Another World come back in some form, you know, kind of like what they're doing with Dallas or something. I don't know if that's anything like that will happen anytime soon. I mean, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen on the internet.
Well,
and you never know.
Well, could. I mean, if the Bay in the new season does extremely well and these P&G re-releases work out, and these companies finally realize there's a demand. People like you, you're young. I mean, I only got a few years left. You're young. You're young.
Thank you.
You have an opportunity here, Gregory. And you know, you're one of the guys that whenever anybody tries to kick you in the stomach, remember one thing: there are fans out there that appreciate the fact that you're getting.
Really, thank you so much. Thank you. I mean, that really, really means a lot. I mean, this, you know, one of the things that we try to hold true to is that this show is a show for the fans, you know. And it's the big mistake, I think, that brought soaps down in the first place was the lack of communication between the powers that be and the fans in the first place. And that was something that, I'm sorry, I know there's like a lot of wind coming in. I hope I don't sound like trying to get out of the wind.
You sound like you're on a location shoot to Santa Barbara. Kind of.
Yeah, right. Oh, cool. Well, yeah, that's where I am. But no, the fans are extremely important to me, and I'll do everything I can to please them. Of course, everyone has their own opinions on certain things, and you know, they're starting this new thing where it's team Sarah or team Janice. You know, who will end up with Lee. And so I won't be able to satisfy everyone, but I can give them the best storylines and that I could think up. So.
Well, I'm proud to say I knew you way back in the beginning, and I see you going nowhere but further up the ladder. Good for you. Good for you.
Thanks so much. Thank you very much. Appreciate
no
that.
Problem.
And thanks for watching the show.
No problem. Novell, thanks for taking my call. Keep it up. You're one of my heroes out there.
Silas, I always appreciate whenever you call here, and I always look forward to seeing what you tweet and every show that you do. So please keep it up and always keep in touch.
Take care. Thanks very much. Keep up
the
work, guys.
Thank you.
You have a fan event coming up.
Yes, we have a fan event November 5th. It's our season two fan event. It's going to be held at a place called Varsity in Los Angeles. Ticket information is on our website. And it's November 5th. It's the same day as Day of Days. It's the evening. So I think they wrap their event around 6 or 7, and ours is around, ours starts at 9. I can't remember the exact times, but all the information is on the website. And I hope fans will come out. I know we've gotten RSVPs from about 90% of the cast. So
good.
It's going to be a fun evening, and we're going to auction off some items and have raffles, and obviously there's going to be some finger foods and drinks, and you know, it'll be a fun event, and you'll definitely get to mingle in a more intimate level with some of the stars of our show, and we have stars from pretty much all the shows, all the daytime shows that people are used to.
I can't wait, because, you know, this will actually be my first time actually going to one of the fan events, as well as the Day of Days event, and so it was just ironic, I just saw that it was actually on that same day, and I was like, I'm actually going to be in town for it.
Good.
It just never happens. It never happens that way, and I actually will be there for it, so I will be there. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, that's awesome. And then we're also offering, I think it's 35 or almost 35% off for anyone who's a member of our fan club. You get 35% off the ticket sales, which is good because they come out to about $40. And I heard recently that some of these events are charging like $75 or $100 for these things. And I'm thinking, wow. So, but we have really good prices, and it's definitely worth your, you know, every penny of it, because it's our stars, you know, one other thing about the Bay is we are really a family, and we, you know, when we're not shooting, we're hanging out or going to different functions, and we just really, you know, we have a great, you know, a great little family thing going, and so the stars of our show, whether they're tweeting about it or not, because sometimes they don't tweet, and I'm on their back saying, okay, come on, let's do this, let's tweet, let's Facebook, come on. You have to kind of babysit every once in a while. But for the most part, I mean, they're all very, very dedicated and excited about what's to come, you know. So they're going to be there, and they're going to be, you know, open arms to the fans. So fans can definitely, you know, anticipate that, who will be attending.
I'm looking forward to seeing what season two is going to bring to us. It's going to premiere October 27th, everybody. Make sure you watch.
Yes.
You have to watch. And if you are in the Los Angeles area on November 5th, make sure you go to the Bay Season 2 event. So, and it is at 9. Carol did confirm that it is at 9. So, yes, make sure you guys
check it out. It's at 9. Oh, okay. Great. I thought Carol was going to call in.
I thought that too, but apparently she did not.
Okay. Now she's like, she just heard this and she's thinking, oh no. So,
I turned the call out way too much on the show, so it's okay. But it's quite all right. So I'm looking forward to it. And man, thank you so much for coming by on the show. And anytime you want to come back, please let me know, because I would love to have you here.
Thanks, Neville. Thanks so much. And I just want to give a special shout out to J.K. Honeyman and Associates, who was our leading sponsor in season two, and now our leading our leading sponsor in season one, and now our leading sponsor in season two as well. Universe Towing is another sponsor. They sponsored Far From the Bay, and they also sponsored. Now they're sponsoring another segment of season two. We're always looking for sponsors, folks. Just check out our website, and there should be some sort of email or information there for if you're ever interested in our media kit. If anyone out there knows of any companies that might be interested in sponsoring our show, in order to make these things happen, we need money. And without money, I can't keep producing. But I'm doing my best to make sure that. That I bring content to all of you guys, and we're fortunate to have sponsors like J.K. Honeyman and Associates and Universe Towing and other sponsors like MAC Cosmetics and Rockstar Energy Drinks there's a whole list of sponsors, and I'm sorry that I'm not mentioning everyone, but definitely I had to give a special shout out to J.K. Honeyman and Associates and Universe Towing, because they've really bent over backwards for both. For the most part, both season one and season two in our summer special.
That's great. That's great. Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. And Carol said she didn't know she was supposed to call in, but hey, next time. Next time.
Yeah, no, okay. Check out babyseries.com and make sure you come to our fan event. Come hang out with us on November 5th if you're in the LA area.
Absolutely. So. We're looking forward to seeing you. Greg,
okay.
My man,
thanks
you so much.
Thanks so much. Okay, thanks a lot. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. I love that man. I love talking to that man whenever he's on the show. He's always great. Make sure you check out thebaytheseries.com. October 27th is the new season, so make sure you guys check it out. If you are in the LA area, go to the Bay fan event, the season 2 fan event. And what a great way to basically celebrate my 4-year anniversary in Los Angeles for the Dave Days event and the Bay event. Couldn't be better. That is a great way to kick off an anniversary. And I'm looking forward to celebrating my 4-year anniversary with the wonderful time seeing the fans as well as the stars from Days of Our Lives and from the Bay. So it's going to be a great weekend going out there. So I'm looking forward to bringing that back to you next month. So make sure you guys stay tuned for that. And don't forget, tomorrow, Crystal Chappelle, Jessica Lucia will be on the show. But note the time change, 2 p.m. Eastern, not 12, as it was initially, 2 p.m. Eastern. 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m., which gives me more ample opportunity besides the girls, which I did read on Twitter, everybody, to sleep in. Yes, that gives me ample opportunity to sleep in myself. So I'm excited for that, too, because I love my sleep. But that's it for now. I'm Neville Julie, making sure you guys get the latest buzz with Buzzworthy Radio. We'll see you guys tomorrow, too. Take care.
Can't get enough of Buzzworthy Radio? Log on now to www.buzzworthyradio.net to get the latest news on upcoming guests, past shows, and videos of all your favorite stars. Keep getting the latest buzz with Buzzworthy.
Hey, I'm Cameron Matheson from All My Children and from Dancing with the Stars. And if you know anything about anything, you'll be checking out Buzzworthy Radio. Check it out.